Delighted to be joined on the line by Ian McLaughlin from Ballincollig, basketball winner of the Cork International Hotel Awards recently, the Southside Awards, better known as. Ian, congratulations.
Thanks very much, John.
Nice to be recognised.
Yeah, it is indeed. Look, normally individual accolades, they're nice to get, but knowing at the same time that it's a huge team effort that it takes to win a national cup, so obviously I'll take this one for the team.
Yeah, you're obviously being recognised for the winning of the President's Cup of Tralee Central Ballincollig up in the National Basketball Arena last month in January. That was a pretty fab win.
Yeah, well, look, it was a great win for the club, being honest, because the club had won it last year as well, so it was we were trying to retain the title, mm-hmm. so it was nice to go back to back and win it 2 years in a row. Yeah,
and you got a tally of 31 points. That's no mean feat either.
So I actually scored 17 in the final, I think. So there's a bit of a misprint there somewhere, but it was 17. But here, look, everyone put their shoulder to the wheel that day, and we got over the line. We were down 6 at half time, so we actually, realistically, we should have been down more. But with Kieran O'Sullivan playing so well in the first half, and Dylan Corkery defensively playing very well, and Andre Nation chipping in as well, we kind of hung in a ball game, and we realised we were only down 6 at halftime, and realistically we should have been down more. So once we got in at the break at halftime, we kind of knew once we settled the ship we would have been okay. Like, so yeah, we just got over the line and it finished.
Talca were you mentioned there, kind of Talca were very impressive in the first second period. They probably should have been doing better, maybe.
Yeah, look, we knew what Talca were going to bring. They were going to bring a lot of energy. They were going to play a lot of man defence in terms of being up in our face. So we were expecting it. Now, look, it's obviously National League, and they have a couple of players in their ranks that have Super League experience like ourselves. So we knew it wasn't going to be a walkover. And in fairness to Talca, they really put it up to us. And it took us to be playing at 90-95% to actually get it over the line in the finish. And we were delighted that come the start of the fourth quarter, we got a little bit of a run. We got like a 10-point run. And that kind of broke their spirits a small bit. We just pushed on from there, so it was great.
It's probably different when you're on the court, but watching us on the stream that day, you started to pull off in the third, as you mentioned, you kind of drove on then in the fourth. What spurred that momentum?
Yeah, look, there's a great sense of belief in the team and the squad that we have there this year. We went back training this year a month earlier than what we normally would, because the season was actually starting a month earlier. So most teams in the league probably only went back at the normal time in August, but the season was actually starting in the first week of September. So we were actually back in, I think, the early July, like, so we probably had a month extra under our belt than most teams in the league. So I think our fitness and our conditioning really, really stood to us. And in fairness to Kieran O'Sullivan and Kieran O'Sullivan, they put a great plan together over the Christmas period in terms of our training schedule, and we loaded up on our training a couple of weeks before the cup semi-final and final. So it actually really stood to us then when it came to the games, the must-win games. Our fitness was there and our conditioning was there. We were able to keep driving on with the intensity and the tempo of the game, whereas other teams begin to fall away late in the third and early in the fourth. So I think our fitness really stood to us there, yeah.
Yeah, that's really proven in the league at the moment. Top of the table, 20 played, one ahead of Killarney, but they probably won't catch you with that anyway, that game in hand. But it's nice to be obviously top of the table, but is there a bit of pressure up there?
Yeah, look, the way the league is working this year, it's kind of a little bit funnier than, say, your normal leagues in terms of its first past the post. But with our league this year, there's a Northern Conference and a Southern Conference. Mm. So the way it works is the top two from the Northern Conference and the top two from the Southern Conference will play off then in semi-final and final to actually see who wins the league outright. So there's kind of no pressure that way in terms of we know we're going to finish in the top two.
Yeah,
there is a Southern Conference title there to be won, but looking at the bigger picture, you need to win the league in terms of trying to gain that automatic promotion up to Super League. So look, that's what we have our eye on, and we know there's a couple of key games coming up within the next 4 or 5 weeks, and that's kind of where we are at the minute. So that's what's going on. So
yeah,
yeah, look, we hopefully we'll be thereabouts when we get to semi final and final stage for the league. Yeah.
Now, by the time this interview goes out, you'll have already played Donegal, but it's nice to be playing them at home.
Yeah, look, it's great to be playing them at home. It's a long spin up to Donegal. So the way that actually works, Ciarán, is you get you play everyone in your own conference twice, home and away, and you play everyone in the Northern Conference then only once.
Okay.
So you play half the games at home and half the games away. So then the way they kind of do it is if you travelled up there last year, they travel to you this year.
Yeah.
They kind of work. So we're just lucky with the draw that they're coming to us and we're not going to them. Yeah.
Yeah. But as you mentioned, after that, a few tight games coming up. You're at home the next day as well against the Dublin Lions, I think. But a few tough games coming up.
Yeah, so like the end of our schedule for the league is actually very, very tough. So we've LYIT Donegal this weekend, then we're off next weekend, and then we've three really tough games. We play Dublin Lions at home, who are sitting second, joint second in the Northern Conference at the minute. Then we actually play Aina away from home, DBS Aina. So they're top of the Northern Conference. They're still unbeaten at the minute, and they've been honest to most people's at the start of the year, most people thought they'd be there, thereabouts for league and cups. So that'll be a really tough game.
Yeah.
So, and then our last game is against Talca.
They'll be looking to obviously for some revenge.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So look, we'll try our best in all of them, and hopefully we'll be there, thereabouts. And once we get into league semi final and final, then it's a matter about the details and the game plan and trying to get over the line. And in them one off games, they're totally different to a league game. If you lose, you go home, like, you know. So they're the ones you have to win, and they're the ones you target to win as well. So it's nice to have a focus on them as well, you know.
Yeah, you have two league games still left to play, as you've already mentioned, against two top sides, Dublin Lions and, as we mentioned there, Talca Rovers, who will be coming down the last game of the season. It's not their last game of the season. I think they've another one.
Yeah, I think
possibly
they have one more after.
Against LIT, yeah. But they'll be obviously looking to overturn that, and in their point of view, no better place than down in Ballincollig itself.
Yeah, exactly. Look, there's always nice to try and get a bit of a revenge when a team that you feel like you could have beaten on a day, and you get to play them again a couple of weeks later. It's nice to try and go at it again and try and get a win. So look, we'll be trying to make sure that doesn't happen, obviously, and obviously we'll try and put a game plan together for that.
Yeah, looking at those two home games, hoping for another big support.
The support we've had this year in terms of the basketball, people coming out to watch us in Ballincollig, and even the locals in Ballincollig coming out to support a local team, has been great. And look, that's to no end of the actual committee that's involved in the Ballincollig Basketball Club. They do a great job in terms of organising and social media and stuff, and getting the word out there that when our games are on, come down and try and support us. And look, it makes our life a whole pile easier in terms of all we have to do is turn up and focus on the game and play. So to like some Marita Murphy there and Coleman O'Flynn and stuff, they do huge work behind the scenes. So obviously a lot of the praise goes to them for that side of things. Yeah
Well, look, Ian McLaughlin, winner of the Cork International Hotel Association, the Gerald McCarthy Gifts Award, Southside Sports Award winner for January. Congratulations, thanks very much for joining us on the Big Red Bench.
Thanks very much, Ciarán.